Wow, what a day. What a week. What a Monday. So this is the podcast weekly, and I'm doing this off the cuff, as always. I didn't even have a list of things. Pardon my French here in a moment. Hold on a second. I need to get my Nalgene water bottle. How does the Nalgene bottle look? Does the green? Oh, look at that. The green doesn't even show up. It like passes through. No, I've got this Nalgene water bottle that the reason that I got a water bottle is so that I can carry it with me, so that when I have those Rubio moments where I've just got to stop talking, because that's all I ever do, when I've got to stop talking and actually drink water instead of talk, carrying a water bottle makes drinking water a habit and you're more likely to stay hydrated. So I got a water bottle because I'm like, you know, I wonder if my various problems and irritations throughout the day are because I'm dehydrated. You know, all kinds of strange illnesses come up when we're dehydrated, and we don't know that we're dehydrated when we're dehydrated. We're hungry for food when we're dehydrated. All right. Okay. So enough about talking about water. Hold on. I need to drink some of this. Hold on. Oh, yes. Great. I could be a senator from Florida. Okay. So this week, it hit me like a tornado hits land. My biggest problem is me. Did you know that your biggest problem is yourself? Supposedly everybody already knows that. But I didn't. In the Taiwan special, might I talk about that more? Should I elaborate? In the Taiwan special, I want to talk about the division that's going on in America. Something hit me. Something really struck me as like, this is the problem. I know I was listening to Trump, his CPAC speech, and it's like everything he said was correct. But all of a sudden I started getting angry with friends that weren't in the room that he wasn't talking about that I'm not angry at. And I'm thinking about this and I'm going, you know, I think that Tom McDonald's rap that came out this week, thank you, Tom, I think that that really said it. This is setting up a civil war. Fighting violence with more violence is what they want. And it's like, okay, you've got all these people, both Democrats and, liberals and conservatives running around, a lot of them on either side using Bible to say we are right. But they're not persuading the other side. I think I'm going to elaborate on that in the Taiwan special. That's where I want to get into that because I'm seeing a difference of what's happening in many different places. And I'm also watching what's happening over here in Taiwan with China and the world. So that'll be fascinating. But here's something fast. I take time to complain and gripe and whine and bleed all over the audience about my Linux work this week. Something very interesting happened. I'm getting ready to launch a cloud business, and like a more serious cloud business. I've been playing with these Linux. I was like, what? Like, why are you talking about Linux? Me talking about Linux means that you can have a cloud that won't get censored, in theory. Now, I guess deeper, you know, the internet could always get shut off, or deeper people could always shut it off. But I mean, like, instead of having stuff on Google Drive that gets deleted. Oh, yeah. It's getting, apparently, like Christian churches, Christian music producers, they've got their files on Google Drive. And as I understand, I need to check this, but as I understand, their files are just randomly being deleted. Dropbox accounts or files are getting removed or shut down out of nowhere. And it's like, you know, community guidelines tell us that this content is inappropriate. Hold on. How long can you use a service that society instinctively regards as a public utility, using lawyer loopholes to find a way to remove people's property without having an answer for it? How long? So as I've been saying at the Times for a long time, Google is headed toward being a public utility. And so is Facebook, social media. That's where this is going. And I don't so much want to get into it. As far as the details, like, is that what Google wants? Does Google want to get itself regulated as a public utility to try to, solidify its vice on the world? Like, if we could just get to the status of being a public utility, then we wouldn't have competition. So let's irritate people until they decide to utilitize us. Is that going on? I mean, do you ever think that exactly the solution to their stupid brain dead problem is what they wanted us to do in the first place? You know, fighting violence with more violence is what they want. You know, did you ever think, you know, think about things. So I'm playing on Linux. It was just the right thing to do. At the time, several years ago, and now I know enough computer code that I don't need Google Drive at all. I'm not afraid to use it. I don't believe in boycotting it, but I am not dependent on it in any way. Like I say, I do use it, but I don't have to. I don't need it, like so many other people do. So as I take my Linux geekery that I whine and cry and bleed about, as I develop that, it means that you'll be able to use that cloud too. So having developed an Apache Nginx reverse proxy server in Arch Linux is definitely a great milestone, as I talked about last week. I mean, not everybody knows how to develop an Apache Nginx reverse proxy server on Arch Linux. So I'm sure that you stayed up all night last night wishing that you knew how to develop an Apache Nginx reverse proxy server for Arch Linux, right? Right. Right. Well, I'm the geek that likes to read articles on how to do things like that. And so more power to me, right? Don't you, the guy who does your taxes, don't you want your tax guy to be the guy that his favorite books to read are publications from the IRS? Like, oh, more IRS publications. Yeah, that's great reading. I mean, isn't that the guy that you want doing your taxes? Because somehow he finds that interesting. Yeah, exactly. It's geek alert. That's what you want. I am that geek. I don't know it all. I need to hire staff. I actually know people in the security world. But the thing is, I find it interesting. You know, that's the guy you want heading that stuff. So I'm really happy with this. While people are freaking out, going, "What? Our stuff's getting deleted. Our Sunday morning videos are being taken down from Facebook or YouTube or whatever. You know, this kind of stuff is being reported." I'm going, "All right, that's not a problem I have. I don't need it." So I am thrilled. I've got sort of an announcement, and I'm not gonna announce it as I'm getting close. I'm gonna announce it after that. I'm getting close to a big announcement, and I'm gonna wait till it happens. I'm not gonna be preemptive in big announcements. All right. Well, that was the what did I say? Oh yeah, I figured out that I am my own big enemy. I'm gonna talk about how I discovered that being in Taiwan later this week. See you then.